Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye. David Bazan, the founder of Pedro the Lion, is our guest today. He has a new solo album called Curse Your Branches. Pedro the Lion formed in the mid-90s and originally toured Christian youth groups and came to define a new indie Christian genre. A few years ago, the band broke up as David's questioning of his faith led to his drinking and made things untenable for him and the band. This new album is about his breakup with Christianity. He is quite open about it and his fans' reactions, answering their questions on a series of low-key house concerts he's been performing. I ask him how those shows came about.
In preparation for the release of the record, you know, I'd been promising the label that it was going to be turned in for months, and finally was turned in, and we had 6 months basically before it was going to come out, and they wanted me to lay low during that 6 months so that they could prep and, you know, promote and everything, and which meant no touring. And my manager Bob and I were like, well, I don't know if we're going to be able to survive that. So we hatched this plan to do house shows in this way, and we took it back to the label, and they said to Barsuk, and they said, yeah, that sounds great. So this Sunday, I'll play my 71st house show since February.
And they sound incredibly intimate. They sound, you don't even use a sound PA, right?
Yeah, no PA.
Tell me about the people who show up. Are they a lot of Pedro the Lion fans, or how does it work out?
It's a mix of everything. I mean, in Pedro the Lion, the merch person, whoever it was at the time, would always try to guess what kind of people were at the shows, and that continues. Are these people Christians? Do they have no idea about any of this stuff? Are they, you know, what's the deal? And so it's the same kind of thing. Town to town, like, I played in Wheaton, Illinois, and it was all Wheaton alum, and, you know, so that was a very specific thing. And then in other towns in Milwaukee, it was just a, you know, a bunch of drunks at the show, and it was fun.
If people get a hold of the new solo album, Curse Your Branches, can they pretty much tell what's been going on in your life over the last, since Pedro the Lion kind of played their last show?
They have some pretty big clues, yeah, yeah.
And a lot of that is a lot of questioning, turning away from your faith, dealing with at least express it as your love of drinking for a while, and then the consequences thereof. This is kind of like, in the classic sense, a singer-songwriter album. And when you go out there and do a house concert, you are in that mode.
Yeah.
Boy, that is like antithetical to a lot of like indie rock. How did you feel about that?
I panicked, actually. I mean, I was writing these autobiographical confessional songs about religion and drinking, and it just sounds like a recipe for awful, awful music. And maybe some people think it is, but I had to admit to myself that the songs really meant something to me deeply. And, you know, when I would play them, time would just go by like that. I would just be in them. And so then I just realized, I gotta stick with these tunes. But yeah, it isn't particularly in the indie tradition.
Well, they're powerful, powerful songs. I'm really glad we got the band to here to do the versions of them. So
Thank you. What
do you want to begin with?
We'll play a song from the record called When We Fell.
Power for curse put on me by
David Bazan is playing live for us today on the World Cafe, and that is When We Fell, which is one of the tunes from Curse Your Branches. And many of these songs on this album, some of them are pointed at you, some of them are pointed at various directions. That one is pretty much pointed at Jesus, one would say, or at the church, or I'm not exactly.
I think technically it'd be pointed at the specific characterization of capital G-O-D, maybe the Father, the Creator, that the evangelical Christian church sets forward.
And one of the very, very interesting articles that I've read about you lately was about your visit to Cornerstone, which is the Christian music festival.
Yeah.
That you've played in the past. In fact, when you were drinking, you got kicked out of the festival at one point.
Yeah.
And you went back and were kind of welcomed this year. And it was interesting to see people's reactions. The festival is very open to people of faith, questioning faith, etc. How would they react to a song like that, which is pretty pointed?
I don't know. It's tough to get a read. No one got up and left when I sang it. And I'm certain that the people running the festival, John Heron and his son JD, were alerted to that tune.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I'm curious as to what people will do with that. The people of faith, mm-hmm. if it's just like, well, the guy's got a point, or like, oh, that's goofy, or what? I don't know.
Why was it important for you to play that festival?
Well, I mean, they were going to pay me $3,000 to play, and that's about a month's budget for us. So that was a big deal. It wasn't particularly important. It was a show that got offered, and the couple of years previous shows of that nature I had said no to because I didn't feel comfortable doing it. And this year, for whatever reason, I did. And I'm glad I did because it was a good experience playing songs for a bunch of really cool people. Mm-hmm. So,
David Bazan is our guest. All right. What's next? You wanted to do the title track?
Yeah, Curse Your Branches, please. In which of these
And that is the title track of Curse Your Branches, the new solo album from David Bazan, who many of you know from Pedro the Lion and other solo work. And for people who don't know your musical history, maybe we should, I guess, start with your parents. Your dad was a musician. Is a musician?
Yeah, he's a musician. He's been a music pastor all my, you know, whole life growing up.
So were you making, quote, religious music as a kid, or how did, what was your...
Yeah, well, the only musical expression that I really had growing up was, you know, I'd sing songs with everybody else in church every week, and I'd sing in musicals and things like this, and I listened to Christian records. I wasn't allowed to listen to anything else until I was about 14, and I discovered Fugazi and U2 and The Cure and, you know, a lot of very music that I still love a lot today. But yeah, before then, that was it, you know, played in orchestra at school.
And when you formed Pedro the Lion, was the idea that this is going to be a religious band, or was that just what you were interested in at the time? Or?
Well, in the culture that I was a part of, that was... You know, I was still saddled with these ideas that the purpose of music was somehow to get a message across. And I was already monkeying with the method of doing that. I thought that the method that had come before was insulting. And so I was trying to pull it back into something that I thought would be something that I would want to listen to. But by the time I put out It's Hard to Find a Friend, the first Pedro the Lion full length, I was kind of over all that. It didn't need to say anything necessarily to be valid. You know, it could just be a pretty tune.
Well, and the reason why it was embraced so much by the Christian community is because they knew about you and your faith, or?
Yeah, well, I did write songs about that. Certainly the first EP was on a Christian record label called Tooth and Nail. And then after that, I wanted to put out records in the general market, we would call it.
Yeah.
And so I tried to move away from that. And you know, there are songs on that first record that have been very endearing to people of faith, particularly people who are a little alienated but still, you know, believe. And then it was a fine enough record where other people that don't care at all about religion seem to be okay with it too.
Yeah, a lot of people. It's interesting, the questioning aspect of this. Do you find that there is a sort of on the bus, off the bus kind of thing about faith? You're either a believer or a non-believer. I mean, you seem to have been questioning all along. It seems like a sliding scale for you at some point.
Well, that is a funny way of putting it, because I did, as I was questioning, I would be like, well, now I'm off the bus. Oh, now I'm back on the bus. And I just thought, I can't say that, but forget the bus. I just can't be worried about that. I just need to deal with these questions as they are and not worry about what category it puts me in or out of. And that was a big step for me, because the obsession with that category is the sum total of most people's faith identity.
Absolutely.
That's the big question. So that was a big deal.
David Bazan is our guest. And what song's next?
We're going to play... Okay, we're going to play Bless This Mess next.
God bless the man who
In Stitches, David Bazan and his band. That is another song from the new solo album, Curse Your Branches. David Bazan, our guest today. I'm David Dye, the World Cafe. Words and music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia and xpn.org. If you'd like to hear more of our sessions and to sign up for our other podcast, our World Cafe Next podcast, it's all at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks a lot. Spending your time with the World Cafe.